Well, Jim, in compiling this data, what time period was covered for these political donations?
The contributions go back to the start of 2011 and run through about the midpoint of this year. The numbers are still coming in, and so these numbers are changing. But as of mid-year, this is the list of the top 10 campaign givers in the state of Kentucky.
Well, let's talk about a few of the names on the list. Who's at the top?
The top giver is B. Wayne Hughes Sr., and he's the founder and chairman of Public Storage, which a lot of people will recognize. It's the biggest self-storage chain in the world. Hughes has done so well there that he's been estimated to have a net worth of $2.4 billion, which makes him the only member of this group of Kentucky givers to be on the Forbes 400 list of wealthiest people in the nation.
And his campaign contributions totaled well over $1 million.
Yes, his contribution of a little over $1.5 million comes largely as a result of a $1.5 million gift that he made to American Crossroads, which is the conservative super PAC that was co-founded by Karl Rove. So that gift alone puts him far and above everybody else on the list.
In perusing this list, most people would recognize a few of the names, and one of those that stands out for those of us here in the Louisville area is Christy Brown of Brown Foreman fame, who is a philanthropist, a generous donor to public radio, I should mention as well. But she's third on the list.
She's third at a little over $400,000 in contributions. She's one of two on the list who lean Democratic. And she is joined on the list by David Jones, the co-founder and former chairman of Humana. He tends to lean Republican. And you've got James Patterson and Paul Diaz, a couple of businessmen in Louisville. Diaz leans Democrat and Patterson Republican.
There's another name on this list, Jim, that you've been reporting on previously from the nursing home industry, and that the last name is Fork.
That's right. Terry Fork and his wife Marion Fork are both on the list. If you combine their giving, they would actually be second in Kentucky, but the Forks are with the Fork Group in Lexington. They live in Corbin, and they own banks, they own nursing homes, they have a lot of media outlets, and they are very big givers to Republican candidates.
Terry Fork has been very active in trying to get legislation passed in the Kentucky General Assembly that would affect the nursing home industry.
Right. That was a story that we just ran on the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting website, that he is a major giver of money to largely Republican candidates in the state legislature who went on to vote in favor of legislation that would require medical malpractice suits to go before three-person medical review panels before they could go to court. That was largely contingent on the state going, the state house going Republican. It didn't, so it's very unlikely that that bill will pass.
Well, you can see the entire list of top political contributors in Kentucky at the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting website, kycir.org, or at wfpl.org, and you can find the rest of Jim McNair's reporting for the center at those websites as well. Jim McNair, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.